Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fastest growing conversation in the nation. And you're part of it. Congratulations. Here are three big things you need to know. Not what you want to know, what you need to know right now. Number three, in Texas, the land of vast amounts of energy, another plea to use less juice as a heat wave is putting the Lone Star State in the position of failing to provide enough energy for the people. Again. Number two, some say it's not Senator Joe Manchin, but Senator Mitch McConnell that wields the biggest hammer in Washington. Now McConnell says he will block any SCOTUS nominee given half a chance. And number one, does Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, have some Major League insider information coming out of the G7 summit in Europe? Does he know something that we should all know? Maybe. I ask because these are really important questions, and the leaks from the inner circle of Joe Biden's administration are increasing in intensity, and more people, like me, think President Joe Biden has no chance of going the distance in his first term. That his days of being commander-in-chief are limited, and apparently Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has been thinking the same thing and hearing the same thing. Numerous online news sites reporting that Trudeau expects Kamala Harris to be president by next year. In fact, a reporter from One America News is on the record claiming Trudeau was overheard saying he expects Harris to be in the Oval Office no later than the end of 2022. Pretty remarkable, really. I mean, let's be honest, Joe Biden is feeble, and that's being generous. He fell repeatedly on the steps of Air Force One. He routinely cannot read or comprehend what is written on the teleprompter when it's in 3-foot font. He gets mixed up, and he gets angry when he's asked straightforward questions. I'd like to give you some examples from the last few days, mixing up Syria and Libya over and over again, did Joe Biden. Mixing up Syria and Libya over and over again. And here's one of the strange conversations from the G7. Joe Biden, when confronted with what he said recently, is calling President Vladimir Putin a killer, seemed to be taken aback by the directness of the question. I want to go to bite number three. Bite number three here, Bruce. You're good to go. Joe Biden giving the nervous laugh as if he's Kamala Harris. Listen to this. Bite three from Joe Biden. Go.
In a weekend interview, Vladimir Putin laughed at the suggestion that you had called him a killer. Is that still your belief, sir, that he is a killer? And I'll continue the trend if you don't mind of asking a second question. Do you believe if he does agree to cooperate, then what kind of a challenge do you find yourself in? How would you ever trust him? And if Ronald Reagan said trust but verify, what do you say to Vladimir Putin?
To answer the first question, I'm laughing too. He has made clear that the answer is, I believe he has in the past essentially acknowledged that he was, there are certain things that he would do or did do.
5 seconds he sits there. I just counted it off. 5 seconds he sits there, unable to answer the question, right? I'm laughing at your first question, man. You are a comedy master, Joe Biden. You are Mr. Witty. But here is the deal. The Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, after Joe Biden was planning to show the world how tough he was at the G7 get-together, well, Trudeau is overheard telling staffers he expects Kamala Harris to be president by the end of 2022 per a White House official attending the G7. So says Jack Posobiec on Twitter. Says he was overheard saying that. Kamala Harris is going to be president of the United States because Joe Biden can't get it done. And that seems reasonably obvious to the rest of us watching from all over the world. This is a reporter for a serious network reporting this claim. It carries weight. I'm reading from the Conservative brief. They can't verify it independently. If Trudeau is speculating this, then he is simply one of many, as many conservatives have speculated at the time, particularly after this past week's performances and other times, that Joe Biden just is not ready for prime time. Of course, we never thought he was. Not the first time he ran for president, or the second, or the third. And Kamala Harris would then assume the duties of the Oval Office. Can you imagine that? Cackling Kamala in the Oval Office, unable to take any serious questions, unable to deal with much of anything. But she'd come at you with brute force, I believe, because she would have the power, she'd have to use it. And then Joe Biden, remember him interrupting Boris Johnson to say, don't forget the president of South Africa. And Johnson saying, I just introduced that guy. Oh, you did? I certainly did, said Johnson. Just bizarre. One of numerous events that would just make you go, okay, what's going on here, right? What is going on with the president of the United States? Did he display leadership? Did he display strength on the world stage? The answer is no, he didn't. He didn't display strength. He displayed a strange weakness out there. And the sad thing is, he's unable to take serious questions. Again, that was on full display. If you can't take serious questions, when reporters were blocked, herded, and prevented from asking any questions, what a contrast to President Trump. He took questions every single day. He took questions sometimes for an hour. Biden is not strong. Biden is weak. And it's embarrassing for us. It's embarrassing for this country. It's embarrassing for the United States. To have a president this week at such a critical time, with so many things going on around the world, whether it's Russia or China or the problems with North Korea or the problems with the southern border or dealing with, pick your problem. How about the economy? How about rising prices? How about inflation? Is he prepared to do any of this? And the answer is no. Doesn't appear to be. He doesn't appear to be. That's a fact. He was laughed at by a group of bystanders as he appeared to get lost during the summit. Joe Biden had to guide him back. How are your meetings going, in Cornwall, Mr. President? I beg your pardon? How are your meetings going in Cornwall? Very well. And then Joe Biden, come on. As Joe shuffled off to her and the crowd laughed at him, this was the same week that Biden had his hands all over the wife of another world leader. First, Biden was captured with the hands of Kerry Johnson, the wife of Boris Johnson. She certainly didn't look too comfortable. Then Biden sat down with Johnson on Thursday at the G7 meeting. At their meeting, the two leaders downplayed tensions between their nations, joked about their personal lives. Biden told a creepy joke about how the two men had both married above their station. I'm thrilled to meet your wife. I told the prime minister we have something in common. We both married above our station, said Biden. And so, Justin Trudeau heard whispering that Kamala Harris will be the president of the United States no later than next year. Is it true? I certainly can believe that. How about you? Quick break. A lot more to cover after this. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family?
For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.